live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Good afternoon. Welcome in once again. Jimmy B and TC on the air with you here on a Tuesday. Little extended time away. That's a whole day off. And back at it, back in the saddle. State softball this week. Next week, state baseball. A busy time in the world of local sports here. Big 12 media day is going on. Big 10 next week. It is all systems go for football season. Here we go, folks. The summer, it's still happening. Still warm out. But it is getting to be football season. Trey Condon with you here today. Running solo, Jimmy B out on the road, going to be back with us in a full-time capacity next week. But as Jimmy B's on the road, we're going to go out and catch up with him a couple of times today, including to kick off the show at about 12:25. Jimmy B will be here. We'll find out about his travels, what's going on in the world of Jimmy B, and talk a lot of local sports. Well, as we get back into the swing of things, the last time we talked live was on Friday, and at that time, it was baseball starting to kick off. We wondered what else was going to be out there. Big 12 Media Day, good to hear a lot of fun stuff from Iowa State. Where we're going to start with that one, the baseball, a lot of Cyclone talk today. We got Alex Halstead coming by. He is down in Dallas for Big 12 Media Day. Alex will join us to kick off the 1 o'clock hour today. Also, Bill Bender, college football writer with the Sporting News. He's going to come by at about 1:25. We got Wolfgang stopping by in the 2 o'clock hour. So a lot of different things to delve into, to get into. But we start at the top with Iowa State. And you know, some of the stories that came out yesterday. Now, there's the goofy side of it. And with media days, at least for me anymore, the fun part about it, the part that I really enjoy, is the goofy nature that sometimes will come out. And this can be a whole bunch of different things that can happen. One of the first things that I remember is covering Big Ten Media Days quite a few years back now, and the first year of Nebraska. Now, I had covered Big Ten Media Days before, but never with the Cornhuskers as a member of the conference. And it goes to show you the differences between conferences and the differences between fan bases. Now, there's crazy fan bases out there in the Big Ten alone, you know, Ohio State. In terms of traveling, the way that they travel, it's absolutely incredible for football. They go to bowl games, the way they travel, sheer numbers of them that are out there. It's amazing to see. But Nebraska's a different animal. That is their professional sport. You say the same thing for Buckeye fans, but in Ohio, they have the Browns, they have the Bengals, they have all kinds of different things. That's not the case with Nebraska. But riding in an elevator, and in fact, I was riding an elevator up with Tom Osborne. And Tom Osborne, nice gentleman, very cordial, just, you know, gabbing a little bit off the record, or just talking. Heading up, probably had, I don't know, 30 seconds to talk to the guy. Very nice, accommodating. And the doors open up as we were getting ready to walk into where the actual media days were going to be. And open up, and there is a slew of Cornhusker fans. It's different. They're different. That was always kind of a no-no. They have different events for the fans there. They have a fan fest type of thing. That was a no-no. The Cornhusker fans, though, found a way around it. That was different. So I like the goofy nature of that. I got a kick out of it. I thought it was pretty funny. Some media members would get up in arms about it. I mean, let's not take ourselves too seriously here. We're not doing surgery. We're talking about sports. Have a little fun with it. And there was some fun yesterday. Now, one of the first things I see is Matt Campbell's. He's walking up. They are playing music in between the coaches when they're walking up. And they play a little Ariana Grande as he makes his way up to the stage. And that's... okay, all right, a little bit of fun there. But here's the thing. As they're sitting there, they're asking questions. You have a big group time, and then you have a small group time where you can ask a little bit more, maybe intimate questions. Not intimate in a weird light, but smaller questions. Things like, all right, Tell me more about a little story that you got a nugget for. That's where you can dig in and you can get a little bit deeper on those individual sessions. You don't want to do that in front of everybody because these are more general questions. But it got to the point where nobody else was asking questions. Nobody had anything else to say to Matt Campbell to ask him. And that happens. Now, I've seen it happen when one of the big name coaches are out there. Ohio State coach, a Michigan coach, Penn State coach, one of those, if they're off doing one of their side sessions, the room clears out, and it happens. And it can be up to the local media to throw maybe a couple of softballs to keep the conversation going, but I was disappointed to see that for Matt Campbell, that he didn't even have his full allotted time out there in the big media stage, if you will. Just didn't have enough questions for him. But that also shows you where Iowa State is in the pecking order right now. And I thought one of the best things that Matt Campbell had talked about throughout his time was just that, was they know their place. And as they're picked ninth, they have to move up. This team is ready to make an ascension. The time is there. Offensively, this has a chance to be an elite-level offense for Iowa State standards. First of all, Jacob Park, and you look at the development that he made a year ago and what he did and improved upon. It was great to see a guy finally getting out there and getting experience, but think of the rust that Jacob Park had to knock off to get to that level. You couple that with a running game that appears to be in good shape. Montgomery did a lot of good things in his freshman year. Mike Warren, now you would guess, completely into the system, buying in to what Matt Campbell's trying to sell after he had a great freshman year, the disappointment of last year, being called out. We know at wide receiver with Ryan and Deshante Jones and, of course, Alan Lazard, what they can do there. And the offensive line, which for years seemed to be kind of a continual question for Iowa State football and what they were going to get out of that offensive line. And when they're good, those are the teams that can make bowl games. And when they're not, well, those are the teams that led to 3-9 seasons. You have to be so impressed, though, of what they were able to do with that offensive line last year. Putting together pieces, you know, a couple of guys that never even really played until their final season on campus last year as fifth-year seniors. Guys that were very early in their tenure. Julian Good-Jones, Bryce Meeker, guys like that. Redshirt freshmen out there and playing big minutes. And for them to develop into a pretty solid offensive line, now, with Jake Campos back, possibly healthy, they bring in Neifel, who is a kid from over at Iowa Western, that a lot of big-time offers. You have an opportunity here to not have to worry about shifting, shuffling, trying to mix and match. If you feel confident, if you feel good about your top 6-7 guys, and you got some moving pieces that you can shift in and out of there, but if you're confident with that and with what Coach Manning showed just last year, you're really doing things. You are on the right path. And I think that is where probably the most excitement lies. We all love watching Alan Lazard make plays. It's a thing of beauty, right? Alan Lazard going up in traffic and making a play, outrunning people, getting the ball in space, going up the field, using that big physical frame that he has. We love all those things. And you love to see a big play from Montgomery or going out there and seeing, you know, the quickness of a guy like Mike Warren and back healthy and Park making plays down the field. It's all well and good. But it starts with the offensive line. And now, showing what Manning was able to build last year, that basis continues, you're going to be in good shape. It comes down to the defense. It comes down to how quickly they can be acclimated in. What can Ray Lima give you right away? What are you going to get out of Matt Leo? You know, if those two guys come in and they're ready to roll from game one, you're pumped. Because that defensive line has to be able to keep blockers away. They have to be able to come off the edge. The guy's on the outside. You need Wagner to be able to make plays. You have to have that happen if this team is going to develop into that bowl team. Because offensively, you're set. I really believe this team has a chance to be special offensively. There are names that you know on the defensive side. But in year number two, you need to take a big leap forward. Can they do that? To me, that's the difference between Iowa State being a team that wins 3, 4, 5 games, or bowl eligibility comes on that end. 515-264-1700, that's the phone number to dial up anything on your mind with Big 12 Media Days continuing today. A lot of baseball, including last night. Let's go to last night, if we will. Let's take a look at, in case you missed it, it's presented by Wolf Construction Roofing. If you're in the market for a complete re-roofing system or maybe a little bit something smaller, got a little leak, got to get it done. It's summertime. Do it now. Don't wait until the fall when it starts to cool down. Just get it done. Get it done now. Call Wolf Construction Roofing today and get set up. We start here with some baseball from last night as we go first to Atlanta. The Cubs. They had a guy on the mound, John Lester, who frankly has not been very good this year. But he did a little of everything in the game last night. Not just pitching. Of course, we expect that, right? It's Lester. He's got to be able to do that. He's got to be able to give you that kind of game. No, he was doing it with the arm and with the bat a little bit, and also showing off a little speed. John Lester yesterday.
The big lefty, John Lester,
had to be the rational one.
Swing and a miss. John Lester to right. Off the fence. He'll get in with a double.
This is a rocket off his bat. Pretty swing.
Called strike three. High as Lester just stole second base.
How first about of his career. That? First stolen base of his career. Another strikeout as the Cubs get the victory. Seemed like it was going to be an easy one. You know, you had the delay last night. It took a while to get going. All right, you know, finally get it. You know it's going to be a late night, but hey, it's baseball, summertime, no problem. Well, you're up 4-1, you got Wade Davis, no problem, right? It was a problem. Finally, the base is loaded, two outs. Wade Davis gets yet another save and the win last night for the Cubs.
Base is loaded, two outs, one-run ball game. The pitch in the air, shallow left, Zobrist has it.
There's the call from last night in the Cubs Baseball Network and WGN Sports. A 4-3 victory, in case you missed it, for the Cubs. Seventh sellout in stadium history there for the Braves and their new stadium. Cubs fans, a big help. So now it's 4 in a row for the Cubs. The excitement is back, as it should be. Your team's starting to roll. They're starting to pick up momentum. Are we ready to say that this team is back? Does 4 in a row, does that cure all the ills and concerns from earlier this year? I'm not willing to go down that road. I mean, there's still too many questions that remain. And the part that we talked about, Milwaukee's still above you. Now, it's down to 3.5 games. We very well could be talking about this thing, you know, taken away. I still believe that this Brewers team is more than just the smoke and mirrors that maybe we felt they were for the first month or first 6 weeks of the season. I think they're good enough like that, and I hope we get a back-and-forth affair throughout the rest of the summer. I think it'd be a lot of fun and good stuff to jump into. From the Cubs' win last night, we go to their other rival, the St. Louis Cardinals. Tommy Pham at the plate, a 3-run bomb.
Tommy Pham. Left and a long one. 3-run homer. Oh, wow. Into the second deck. Yeah, that'll get your attention, Mike Matheny, as his eyes even lit up. Wow. 12th home run for Tommy Pham.
A 6-run, 6-inning for the Cardinals as they pick up the win 6-3 over the Mets last night. We finish up north of the border in Target Field last night with the Yankees in town. The Twins, well, didn't get swept by the Astros, but we know it was going to be incredibly difficult for them to kick off the campaign, and a thorn in the side of the Twins for, well, it seems like forever, the Yankees. Last night, Eduardo Escobar comes up, pinch hit RBI to give the Twins the lead in the eighth.
Base hit, left field, Bauer to third, he's being sent home. Frazier's throw to the play way offline, and Escobar delivers off the bench.
3-2 there in the bottom of the eighth inning. We go to the ninth, and that's when the all-star Brandon Kinsler comes in for the Twins, looking to hold on to the victory and doing it. A lot of rain last night at Target Field. Here it is, and the win for the Twins.
Yankees chopped to third. Sano waits for the second hop. Game over. And the Twins win the opener 4-2. We'll have a post-game show for you.
There's the call from Fox Sports North last night. Dick Bremer with it. A 4-2 win over the Yankees. Game two of that series comes your way tonight. But it wasn't just baseball last night. Oh, no. We got a little bit more than just that. Well, we were talking a little Cyclones earlier as it pertains to the football field. How about on the basketball floor, former Cyclone Matt Thomas. NBA star Matt Thomas? Well, he's a champion. A summer league champion last night for the Lakers.
Thomas, that three-point shot of his, still warm. Bender Blue with the crossover. Thomas can't leave that guy open.
By Swanigan's high-low pass. That's a difficult pass. And again, Swanigan shows some versatility in his offensive game. I think at the last time out.
12 points the ball game for Stokes. Thomas has been on point with that jump shot going back to yesterday.
So there's some highlights from last night at ESPN with the call as Matt Thomas continued a strong performance. He makes 11 of his last 12 three-pointers in the final two games, the second leading scorer in the title game for the Lakers as they beat Portland even without Lonzo Ball last night. How good is that? Whew, Matt Thomas. Now, can he find a spot in the league? That's the next question. One of the things that really jumped off. So we've watched Matt Thomas play over the last 4 years, right? I mean, he is prototypical shooting guard at the collegiate level. 6'5", shoots it up, does things defensively. The improvements that he made, we saw that. You know, what he became as an upperclassman his junior and senior year on the defensive end. Prototype of a college shooting guard. But just watch it. And this is just summer league. Boy, he looks small out there, right? And never a small dude. But in comparison to what you see at the league, can he find a spot in the league? A lot of people say it's still a stretch. We're going to bring in a couple of NBA guys this week. We're going to get their thoughts on that one. A lot of fun performances. A lot went on. Peter Jok had a big performance in his final game with the Pelicans. You know, is that going to lead to an opportunity possibly down the road? But what you have to say about Matt Thomas? Ended up averaging just under 10 points per game, shot 62% from the floor. It opened people's eyes. There is no doubt about that, what he was able to do. And fun last night. How about the summer league in general? So 2 years ago when Brinson and I started this adventure, he was talking about going home and watching a little summer league action. What are you talking about? Nobody watches summer league. And what has grown into here just in 2 short years? Nothing short of incredible. The NBA, they got some things figured out. I like to give Jimmy B crap about the NBA from time to time. Much like the NFL evolved into 24/7, 365, the NBA, they're on a similar track. And it's something that, as a hoop guy, I like watching it. You know, I'm not done. When the NBA finals are over, I'm not ready for hoops to be finished. I got into it again this year. And last night, a prime example of that. Great work out of Matt Thomas and a championship for the Lakers. I don't think they're going to be flying that rafter up, though, at Staples Center anytime too soon. That was In Case You Missed It, presented by Wolf Construction Roofing. Up next, we go to the guy I was just talking about, Jimmy B, out on the road. We'll talk with him. We'll see what's happening. And you know he's going to want to talk some Matt Thomas. We'll do that next here as we roll through. It's a Tuesday edition. Jimmy B and TC live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios. We're back here in a moment.
1700K BGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Your business has a story to tell. Let Fast Signs help you tell it using the right mix of signs, banners, merchandising, and so much more. Visit Fast Signs at 1791 Northwest 86th Street in Clyde. Fast Signs, more than fast, more than signs. It's Iowa Cubs game day. Catch the Iowa Cubs versus the Nashville Sounds tonight at 7:08. Visit iowacubs.com for news, promotions, tickets, and more. Iowa Cubs baseball. Come for the fun, stay for the game. iowacubs.com.
At Menards, home improvement means saving big because right now you'll get an 11% rebate on everything in the store, even sale items. Dutch Boy Max Bond exterior flat paint features a no-prep, no-prime formula to save time, money, and effort. $29.98 a gallon after rebate. Other sizes and finishes are also on sale. Start saving with an 11% rebate on everything, even sale prices, now at Menards. Good through July 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey talking about your money and your life.
This is a show where we take more calls than any other talk show in North America. And the reason is we talk about you right in front of you every day. So thanks for being here.
The Dave Ramsey Show on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Count it down. Let's hear a great debt-free scream.
Three, two, one.
I'm debt-free!
Yeah!
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines Metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and we'll be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Back with you on a Tuesday, Jimmy B and TC here until 3 o'clock today. I'll be with you for the full time. Brinson, on the other hand, no. Well, at least he's joining us on the phone line right now, but he's out and about doing Jimmy B things, as I like to say. What's happening, Brinson?
It's just another lovely day in the neighborhood. I hope you like it hot. I hope you like it humid. And let's get going, Trent. I'm ready. See, I had to do the weather report right off the top.
I thought we were going to escape the weather report for today, but no, not going to happen. So, Jimmy B, you're out on the road, and I'm going to guess wherever you go, you can find a 7-7, and you can find ESPN. So, I'm just talking about Matt Thomas, the performance that he had over the last couple of games. Jimmy B, you watch a lot more NBA than I do. This summer league has been a lot of fun. I can't lie to you. It's been fun. It's been entertaining, and I've watched a lot of it. But Here's question number one. And I know there's a lot of Cyclone fans asking the same thing. Can Matt Thomas catch on right away, or is he still more of a developmental guy that's going to take a little bit more time to get into the level of even being a bench guy in the NBA?
He will probably be in the D League, now named the G League for the Gatorade League. That's where he will most likely begin. He could probably make more money, Fred, if he took a contract overseas. Mm-hmm. But if he wants to play in the States, and he has put on a very good performance during the summer league, then he's probably going to start in the G League. Look, the Lakers are a rebuilding squad. Everybody knows that. And with what they have now in Lonzo Ball, with what they have in Kyle Kuzma, what he showed during the summer league as well, Matt Thomas, if indeed he gets through training camp and sticks with the Lakers organization, will be in the G League to begin with. Look, it paid dividends for Abdel Nader from Iowa State, and now he's got himself a 4-year deal with the Boston Celtics. So from that standpoint, that's where Thomas would most likely begin, unless the Lakers have a lot of injuries and they have to fill in with somebody like a Matt Thomas. So he has opened some eyes within the Lakers organization and maybe around the NBA. You know, look, your people, we always talk about it. People are always looking for shooters, and Matt Thomas can play defense and he can rebound a little bit for a guard. So he has other things going for him aside from just being a 3-point guy. That's it.
Yeah, he was impressive. One thing that jumped off the page, I mentioned this earlier, Jim, is he looks so small out there. I mean, he's a good-sized guy. He's 6'5", but when you get to that level, he's kind of a prototypical size-wise of what you expect, a 6'5 shooting guard at the college game and at the next level. Boy, he looked little out there.
Well, it's a man's game. That's why we always call it that. It's a man's game. They play more physical. The game is faster. You got to get the shot off onto your hands within 24 seconds, not 30 seconds. And you're going to get defended for the most part. So it'll be interesting to see how he does in training camp. And like I say, unless there's a rash of injuries and they have to fill spots on the regular roster, Matt Thomas will begin in the G League, but he did have a very impressive summer league run, and that always helps because at least now his name is on the radar.
It's a good thing, and a good thing to get your name out there. Hey, another guy that had a good game in his final one was Peter Jock. He hit a bunch of threes in that one. Same kind of idea. Is that kind of what you're thinking for Jock? I think we look at Monte Morris. We feel he's the one that's going to stick. But Jock, is it going to be more of a developmental thing? Have you seen him play throughout the summer?
I have, and I agree with your assessment as well. Once again, with New Orleans, he's in a situation where if they have a rash of injuries or they need to fill a roster spot and they need what they believe is a 3-point guy, then he might get an opportunity, but he was also a G League guy, or as we always talk about, you can make more money overseas, but then you kind of lose contact with the NBA. So if the NBA is not really your priority, but money is, and we know how money talks, then you might opt to play overseas. So we'll just have to wait to see how it plays out, but, you know, Jock will be in the camp. Mm-hmm. But my guess is that, once again, he'll be one of the guys relegated to the G League. And that's no slap in the face. A lot of guys have gone and played down in the G League and gone back and forth their first year and then have been successful after that. It's, you know, just making that quantitative leap. It's high school to college, college to the NBA. And as we all know, a very, very, very small percentage of players coming out of college make it in the NBA.
So how is this, how has summer league become such a big thing? Because 2 years ago when we started, Jim, I was laughing at you. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're going to watch summer league basketball. I mean, I thought it was absolutely such a joke, yet here we are, and we're talking about it, and it's become a big deal. I saw some ratings for it. The ratings are through the roof from anything that you can get during this time. So what was it? Is it the young group coming in? Is it the way that they've been able to market it? Why has this become such a big thing?
It was promoted very, very well, and they promoted players. And in basketball, we all know it's totally different than baseball because you can promote stars, and those stars are doing something in every game. So with the baseball All-Star game and the lull that is that generally takes place until baseball starts up again, the Vegas Summer League hit at just the right time. And I'm sure they've taken notes and will do exactly the same thing for next year. The other aspect of it, Trent, is that there were a lot of big-name players who went early in the draft. We talked about Markelle Fultz. We talked about Tatum with Boston. And I watched Tatum play. He's ready for the association right now. I mean, he's going to be a legit big-time player in the NBA. I just think that because this draft had some big-name players and it was a healthy draft, and with what Lonzo Ball brought to it as well, just because of his father and everything that he had said, and then the play of Lonzo Ball, he's named MVP of the league. He had two triple-doubles. That's never happened in the summer league. Never happened in the summer league. And he doesn't even play in the NBA championship game last night, and the Lakers still win. So I think that had a lot to do with it. And the crowds for most of the games were massive. I mean, you watched last night's championship game, you thought you were like at a real game the way people were reacting to it. It was, you know, totally meaningless, and you're there to assess players, and yet the fans were really into it. So I just think they did a very good job of marketing the Summer League this year, and I think big-name players that people recognized, it didn't mean you had to be a fan of that player, but you recognized the name, probably that's why you tuned in.
So back to something else with an Iowa State connection. We're talking about Matt Thomas there and his big night for the championship Lakers. Might be the only championship they win for a while, Jimmy B.
I agree with you.
But another one on Iowa State. So Big 12 media days are going on. We got Alex Halstead. He's going to be stopping by with me here to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Yesterday, Matt Campbell was up there opening comments, talking about, you know, the team making ascension, what they need to improve on, all the standard things we get at media days. But at the end, he was not, he didn't use his full time. There weren't any more questions. So I want to get your perspective as this, as somebody that has covered media days both at a local level and I'm sure also at a bigger, broader level. Somebody asked me this question today. Is it up to the local media that is there for what we're talking about here, the Iowa State media members? During that time, it is not the ones where you can get real deep into the team, but an overview. Is it up to the local media? We saw this happen with Kirk Ferentz a couple years ago. What, before the end of his time, they didn't have any more questions, so he was done early. Is it up to the local media to maybe throw a couple softballs up there and help him out so you don't get that uncomfortableness that comes when you run out of questions for the coach?
I don't think the media owes the coach anything. That's not our job. I don't mean to make that sound harsh, but that's not our job to go in and bail out the coach. However, you do have local media now with the difference of everything that have websites that are dedicated to doing nothing but promoting your school. It could be Iowa State. It could be Iowa. It could be UNI. It could be anybody. And I would think that representatives of those local websites, if they are in attendance because it's their job to support the school, that's what they're there for, that it might be more on them to ask a question of that type, to at least make it sound like they are presenting questions to the football coach. It is not like the newspaper media. It's not our job to support the coach. It's not television's job to support the coach. We're there to ask what we believe are honest, informative questions at that time, and then play off the response that we get. It's not the media's job to support the coach. Look, do we want him to sit up there and die like Ferentz did 2 years ago or just what happened to Matt Campbell? No. No, we don't want to see that. But it's not our job, as the way that you phrased it, to bail out the coach. Mm-hmm. If you're going to try to bail out the coach, it would be one of those websites that are dedicated to nothing but Iowa, Iowa State, etc.
Well, and the part about this I think that some people might not understand is you have the big presentation. Those are the ones that you see. You know, yesterday I was on Fox Sports 1. You have those things, but there's also the other component here. Afterwards, you get those more individual sessions. It's more small group. You can go deeper into things. There's
correct.
More yep. insider kind of things than come out, where the questions that you ask up there, even if you're a member of Iowa State, you're not going to ask them about, you know, what things are looking at the backup left guard spot. You're not asking about how Brian right. Larson's looking, you know, a fifth-year senior. You're not asking those questions because the rest of the group, your other media members, they don't care about that. And it's not going to be.
I agree.
So
yeah.
it's that give or take. But one thing is for certain, Jim, you've been there. I've been there before. When it happens, questions. Do we have any more questions for Coach Blank? Boy, it's uncomfortable. Is it uncomfortable for you too when that moment hits?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't find it uncomfortable. No,
okay.
I just think, okay, the session's over. Now we can go ask the questions that we want to ask.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way these things work. And look, Matt Campbell's not on a national scale of anything. Ferentz is on a national scale just because of longevity and some success that he has had in the past. But you referenced it a couple of years ago, and he was done in like 5 minutes. And normally it's like a 15-minute session, and nobody else had anything, so he exits. And then he gets surrounded by people in the state or the surrounding area from newspaper, from television and from radio. And you're absolutely right, Trent. When you're in front of all the cameras and it's all of the media involved there, you know, if you're not a so-called big name coach, your session is probably going to run reasonably short.
The biggest highlight, though, from yesterday was this. You have an interviewer talking with Alan Lazard, and he says, Matt Campbell is the mayor. That's what they call him. Lazard responds, no, that's Hoiberg. How can you be in that spot and think that Matt Campbell is the mayor of Iowa State? You can't do that. You can't call Matt Campbell the mayor of Ames. You got to be better than that if you're doing interviews at Big 12 Media Days.
I cannot believe when I saw that, I almost fell off the chair. And you know that rarely happens to me. I'm generally under control. Okay,
generally.
maybe not all the time.
Yeah.
When I start tweeting, then I'm out of control. I have no idea why people in our business can be literally so stupid. And I don't know who asked the question, who the reporter was. I don't know if he was just from, you know, like a website that they don't know any better. It wasn't anybody from the media in Iowa that would have asked that, because that would have been insane. And if you don't know about Iowa State history and you're trying to ask a question, wouldn't you take a couple of minutes just to do a little research? You would think so. But apparently this person is absolutely clueless. And, you know, it puts a very, very bad black mark on what reporters actually do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been in places, Trent, where I've been around where some guy asks some ridiculous question and everybody just looks at him like, what? You have just lost your mind. What a dope. And that's what this guy was. He was just the dope.
He was a dope. You can't be doing that. There's always the kind of fun component that comes out of this. I get a chuckle out of it. I told the story my first time covering the Big Ten Media Days with Nebraska as a member. and all the fans that were around there looking for autographs. You know, some people get fired up about stuff like that. The goofy elements of Media Day, is that's what makes SEC Media Day every year, I think, so much fun, is you just don't know exactly what's going to happen. Matt Campbell, as he's walking up, they're playing Ariana Grande's Dangerous Woman as he's making his way to the state. I mean, it's the goofy components that always crack me up.
I agree with you. It's gone so far off the charts now. And the thing that bugs me, and you referenced the SEC Media Days, is all the goofy fans that are now able to get some of that access. Before, it was for the news media. That's the people that would show up. But that's not the case anymore. And it's very, very small scale into what the Super Bowl is. But the Super Bowl Media Day has just turned into a major farce. But you still watch it because you never know who's going to ask a question. It could be Dennis Rodman in drag asking a question for the Discovery Channel. Who knows? That's the element now that is becoming involved in what Media Days have become. Is it shameful? I don't know if I would go that far.
Yeah.
But it certainly is different than what you and I have been used to, the way that it has changed.
Well, Jimmy B, we're going to talk one more time here. About an hour from now, we're going to hit one more thing on a local level I wanted to get your thoughts on. We're going to talk some Cubs baseball with you because you're killing the Cubs all the way. Here they are, 4 in a row. So we got to hit on that when we talk in an hour. Also, an Iowa football assistant coach, Kelvin Bell, continues to tweet at Iowa power forward Ahmad Wagner, a guy that was highly recruited coming out of high school, not just on the basketball side of things, but also on the football side, trying to get him to come out for football. Ahmad Wagner, I'm going to give you an hour to stew on that and see if you can come up with a good argument about maybe why he should look over on the football side, all right?
Sounds like a plan to me, pal. I'll talk to you then.
Sounds good. Jimmy B, check it in from the road. We'll talk with him here again in about an hour. Coming back, we'll put a cap on hour number one. Alex Halstead right around the corner, live from Dallas and Big 12 Media Days. We'll do that as we continue here. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on the Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Napa Know-How.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend Battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Tonight, from executive producers Mark Wahlberg and Stephen Levinson.
They were looking to kill some Marines.
Not some Marines, us. We're being hunted.
Comes an all-new season of Shooter.
I'm gonna fix this. You're a good enough Marine to know you can't win this fight on your own.
A hero's war.
So much for fading into the background.
Never ends.
I'm not trying to be anybody's hero.
Ryan Phillippe stars in Shooter.
Party's starting, fellas.
Season premiere tonight at 10, 9 Central, right after SmackDown Live on USA Network.
I heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even a Brew Crew or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back once again. TC running solo. Coming up here in just a little bit, we got Alex Halstead. He's going to join us. We'll talk Cyclones with him live from Big 12 Media Days. But as we put a cap on our number one, just mention to Jimmy B, and we'll get his thoughts on this a little bit later on. But right now, primetime league, putting a cap on things, finishing up. You got the playoffs happening over in Waterloo coming up on Thursday night. But I saw a tweet from Iowa assistant Kelvin Bell, assistant football coach Kelvin Bell. He's the one that helped bring in Brandon Smith, the wide receiver from Mississippi. He's a guy that has done a good job along the defensive line, an Iowa player, and back there doing his thing. So Ahmad Wagner tweets out yesterday after the Iowa hype video comes out that his career in narration has begun. Kelvin Bell cracks back. What about your football career? Time is ticking. So here's Ahmad Wagner. And Ahmad Wagner, throughout this summer, one thing that we've seen from him in the primetime league is he's trying to develop. You know, he is trying to develop as a guy that can play some small forward. 6'8", good frame, good size to him, 235 pounds. But if you go back and look at him as a prospect coming out of high school. Now, what he was doing offer-wise as some of the teams that were after him at the time. I'm clicking on his profile right now, in fact. Coming out of high school. I clicked on the wrong thing. Regardless, basketball-wise, you know, he had some good offers. Iowa was one of his better ones. But in terms of football, Kentucky was involved. But this was a guy that was ranked as a top 30 player nationally as a wide receiver, a top 12 player in the state of Ohio. 24/7 had him as a four-star football player. Ahmad Wagner, even if he's able to develop an outside shot, best case scenario, Ahmad Wagner is a really good college basketball player, but the likelihood of him being an NBA player is incredibly low. But we've seen before, guys that make the transition over and play from basketball to football, be it Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, Jimmy Graham, Those guys were all tight ends. Now, can he play that position? You don't know. It's a shot in the dark. He was a wide receiver. He is much bigger now. Is he too big to even be a wide receiver anymore? And I was stacked up at the tight end position. Regardless of all that, though, this is a player that has a lot of upside. This is a guy that athletically certainly belongs at that level. Does it make sense for Ahmad Wagner to think about, you know what, going in, not this upcoming season. This is not a conversation that is happening for 2017. This is a conversation for 2018. Going into his final year, does he give it a shot? Does he go out there? Is it just something where he goes through some off-season workouts, you know, throwing the ball around? Can he catch? Can he block it all? Can he do any of those things? Because the difference between high school and college are those things right there. You can be a physical freak and go up and make plays at the high school level. You're not going to be able to do the same kind of things at the collegiate level. And then there's the other components that are on top of it, where you just have a great athlete. You put him on the field in high school. You can get away with that. You can't get away with that at the college level. So there's still plenty of questions that you need to hash out when you're looking at this one. But it's funny. You know, Kelvin Bell's brought this up a couple of different times now. This is not the first time that he's tweeted at Ahmad Wagner asking him about giving football a shot. They keep poking that one. And actually, this might be the year that would make more sense for him to do it. Because, well, they need help at wide receiver, right? Tight end, they're stacked up. Wide receiver, they need help. Go out there, run a couple of routes, and maybe he just becomes a ridiculous physical specimen, right? That could happen too. I'm just spitballing here. I don't think this is going to come to fruition even next year. And basketball-wise, he's still got a future there. Now, maybe is it in the league? No. But if he continues to develop, if he can find a way to knock down some shots from the outside, absolutely. Absolutely. Ahmad Wagner can be a guy that can make money playing basketball. One problem. 0-9 from 3 for Ahmad Wagner on Sunday night. That's not good. We asked the question last week, can Ahmad Wagner play small forward for Iowa next season? When they're trying to look at different combinations that they can play together, different combos that you can come with because of all the bodies they have up front, a big portion of that is going to be a guy like Wagner playing the 3. It can't just be Nicholas Bear the whole time. You need other guys at that position. The question was, can Jack Nungy, the incoming freshman, can he be that kind of guy? Looking at him, seeing some tape now and talking to people over there, he's not quite the small forward that Jared Utoff was. He's more of an inside guy. He can shoot it from the outside. Can he guard at that level? You're not sure. Tyler Cook, some more shots from him. We've seen him trying to develop that outside game. Can that be the case? Dom Ewell, can he give you 3? It's all about finding minutes, finding guys that can do those types of things. And Ahmad Wagner is going to be another one that we're going to continue to talk about. But 0-9 from 3, that's not heading in a positive direction. No doubt about that. We'll come back here on the other side. We'll go to Dallas next as Alex Halstead is going to join us from 24/7 Sports CycloneAlert.com. He's in Big D for the Big 12 Media Days for football. We'll talk with him about what he learned about the Cyclones, and we'll do that next here on the Big Talker 1700.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
You'll remember the times you eat at Sam and Gabe's. Why, you ask? As one of the top restaurants in central Iowa, you know it's going to be good. And the place you talk about to all your friends. Each meal is prepared and crafted with the finest ingredients by Sam and Gabe's experienced chefs. Well known in central Iowa for steaks, handmade pasta dishes, specialty pizzas, and of course the incomparable steak de Burgo. Join them in Urbandale for dinner, Sunday brunch, and live music. Or dine with them for lunch or dinner in the East Village. Private event rooms are also available. Reserve your table at SamandGabes.com. You'll remember the times when you eat at Sam and Gabe's. Sam and Gabe's is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Sam and Gabe's gift certificates for only $25. Yep, that's a sweet deal. $50 worth of Sam and Gabe's gift certificates for only $25. There's a limited number, and they're sure to go fast. So get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700KBGG.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Charles Osgood. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had 5 times more winners or a Sunday with 5 times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes 5 times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, Indeed is giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.